Would you talk a little bit about, I'm afraid we're going to run out of time.
Yeah, well, I talk too much. The kids used to call me the preacher in school.
Would you talk a little bit about your role in the Jewish community in your later life or throughout your life?
Well, I never was religious because I believe if you have religion in your heart, if you have decency in your heart, you're religious. You know, I don't have to beat my chest or go on my hands and knees for anything, but that's my own belief. It was my father's belief. And I never belonged to a synagogue until I moved here and in Springfield. Oh, by the way, I taught for the 20 years and then I retired up to State, New York. I had a house, I had a piece of land in the Catskill Mountains, in a real mountain area, and I moved up there. And I lived there with my wife for 7 years. And my wife became ill, and my daughter said, you can't live up there in the wilderness. Move here to Massachusetts, and we moved to Springfield. But I was working too at the time. I couldn't just do nothing, not to live on a teacher's pension. And anyway, I worked in the hospital. I watched the monitors in the coronary care unit for 7 years. I do a little of everything, you know. What do they say? A jack of all trades and a master of nothing. But anyway, I thought I was a pretty good teacher. The kids liked me, so I enjoyed teaching. And when I moved here, I didn't know what to do. I was in my 60s, but I went to work as a paraprofessional in the school, same school where my daughter taught. And I taught special service kids that were, they were incorrigible. I had the experience from New York, the scars to show for it. But anyway, I enjoyed teaching and I enjoyed going around. I'm active in the Jewish Community Center. I use their athletic, I exercise there and I volunteered. My wife worked in the kitchen, in the Meals on Wheels program. We did a lot of volunteer work. In fact, Mr. Greenspoon gave me an award just a couple months ago. I don't know what they called it, but I got an award and I found out it was a cash award. I was pleasantly surprised. I never made any money on the deal, you know. All right.
Well,
what else would you like to
know? I guess I'll back up because Rob gave me a question that I didn't know beforehand. I was wondering if you'd talk about landing at Normandy.
Well, we landed D-36.
That was the landing. We landed.
We went, of course, from Plymouth. And it was really, we just had, you know, it was around St. Mary Glace where the 82nd Airborne landed. But when we landed, there was just two German planes went over and the anti-aircraft chased them away. So, we, you know, it wasn't a really dangerous mission like D-Day. And when we went over, by the way, there was a little incident. We went on a LST, it's a landing ship tank. And we left from Plymouth and we were overnight and I was on my friend's truck on the top, the canvas, and a sailor comes over and said, anybody here from Brooklyn? I said, I'm from Brooklyn. He says, what section of Brooklyn? I says, oh, you wouldn't know it. He says, let me know, where, what street? So I says, well, I lived on a place, Stanhope Street. This kid lived around the corner. He was a Polish kid. And my father was his glazier. He did the work in his house. So he says, geez, what are you eating? I had the K rations. He says, gee, you don't have to eat that junk. And he went down and he got my friend and my buddy and myself pork chops. Don't tell the rabbi I ate the pork chops. But anyway, when he went home, he told my mother that he saw me and I was all right. I was going overseas. You know, the sailors have leave. But anyway, he told me he was on D-Day and they brought the, you know, brought soldiers into the landing on D-Day. And he said, then they took him in, all the wounded. And the, I don't know if you ever know what a landing ship tank has, a big hole at the bottom where tanks and trucks go in, you know. And they put the body, they put the wounded soldiers there. And he said he could hear these kids, 18, 19-year-old kids, yelling, "Mama, Mama, my leg." They, you know, they lost limbs and whatnot. He said, and this kid was only 19 years old himself. He said it was an awful experience. Mm-hmm.